At their homecoming game on October 7th, Basalt whooped Aspen. When the whistle blew for halftime, the Longhorns led the skiers 41-0. The pressure was off. It was now time for glamour, the announcement of this year's homecoming king and queen. This is the story of one of the candidates for king, Oliver Harrington, number 22 on the football team, all 84 pounds of him seated in his yellow wheelchair facing the crowd. A battery-powered motorcade lines the inside lanes of Basalt High School's track. In a few minutes, all seven golf carts will make the 100-yard drive to face the excited crowd. But one battery in the midst isn't working. Oliver Harrington's 290-pound wheelchair is out of juice, so his father Matt is pushing.
This is on a Friday night.
This is where the fun comes in.
Oh,
let me get straight for 37, huh?
Normally, Oliver whips around by himself. The parade earlier is what likely whittled down the battery. Matt lifts Oliver out of the wheelchair and loads him into the golf cart next to the young lady at the wheel, Callie. She's a nominee for queen.
Do you have your driver's license?
I do.
Do you know how to do this?
Slightly.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Are you nervous?
A little bit.
And how are you feeling, Oliver?
Good.
Matt will ride on the back and hold Oliver for balance. As those two get ready, Callie explains how homecoming royalty is decided.
We first take a vote from the whole school, and all the couples are nominated, four girls, four guys. Once the homecoming court's decided, the whole school gets to vote again out of those four couples.
So it's a popularity contest, I ask?
I mean, I guess so.
The golf carts slowly pull up in front of the aluminum bleachers. Wide smiles, lots of cheering, lots of pictures, and then the announcement.
Oliver Carson, congratulations.
Yeah!
There's plenty of excitement, but not much surprise. Oliver's older brother, Max, confirms this.
How does it feel to be related to homecoming royalty?
Extremely well. I'm very proud of him, for sure.
Oliver has been friends with many of the players on the team since kindergarten. At every home game, he retrieves the tee after kickoff. And he's not only involved in sports. Last year, he was in a production of All Shook Up. Tomorrow, he'll dance with the homecoming queen. Throughout all of this involvement, Matt has been by his side, but not in a coddling way. Matt remembers a day he got a call from the school nurse.
She said, well, you got smacked in the face with a volleyball. I said, well, yeah, but what happened? She said, well, you got smacked in the face with a volleyball. Every kid's got to get smacked in the face with a volleyball. Put him back in the gym, you know. It's important to me that he lives a typical life as a typical child.
Oliver's life isn't typical, of course. He was born with a rare syndrome called craniosynostosis. Most babies are born with soft spots in their skull. Oliver was not. The soft spots allow the skull to expand as the brain grows. Oliver's skull cap was removed so his brain could grow. At age 18, he has undergone somewhere between 20 and 30 surgeries. Matt is his primary caregiver.
Even at night when we're sleeping, he can blink his eyes and I'm up. It's kind of like the service dogs, you know what I'm saying? They just know, and I know.
The next week, I spent the morning with Oliver at school. We first went to Mr. Bravo's Spanish class. The room had everything you'd expect, common verbs laminated and tacked up on the walls, posters from Latin American countries. When it's time to go to the front and perform a skit, a few classmates urge Oliver forward.
Oliver, who do you want to be, la maestra or el estudiante?
Estudiante.
Okay, el estudiante.
Oliver, his special ed teacher, Dan Levan, and I duck out of class a few minutes early to go to a quiet room. Mr. Dan goes over the material from the Spanish class with Oliver.
What is maestro?
A teacher.
Mm-hmm. Was he contento or no contento?
No.
Which means what? He wasn't?
I wasn't happy.
That's right.
The two have a nice rapport. When the other students come in for homeroom, Oliver clearly has something similar with them. Like Miles Levy, the starting quarterback on the football team. He's been friends with Oliver since kindergarten.
We all knew that he was different, but it didn't really stop any of us from being friendly and being friends with him.
When school is over, Matt comes back, and he and Oliver get ready for football practice. I have a few questions first. I ask Matt if someone like Oliver would have been elected to homecoming king at his high school.
In New Jersey, no.
You got a problem with that?
You got a problem with that? It's a Jersey thing.
Is your life hard, Matt?
Yeah, it is. But I wouldn't trade it for anything.
Wyatt Orm, Aspen Public Radio News.